cigar. I put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever is mine. I'm running.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. The presidential debate, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump on stage together, sparring on several issues during their first presidential debate. ABC's Perry Russell was in Philadelphia.
Both candidates asked about the top issues for voters, according to ABC News polling, the economy and inflation.
We're doing tariffs on other countries.
My plan is to give a $50,000 tax deduction to startup small businesses.
Abortion rights.
The government and Donald Trump certainly should not be telling a woman what to do with her body.
I did a great service in doing it. It took courage to do it.
Trump going after Harris.
They talk about democracy. I'm a threat to democracy. They're the threat.
Harris attacking Trump.
Donald Trump was fired by 81 million people.
Afterwards, Harris got an endorsement from one of the most influential women in the world, Taylor Swift, who told her 280 million Instagram followers she thinks calm is better for the country than chaos. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Sauk County officials have identified the deceased swimmer whose body was found on a sandbar in the Wisconsin River. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office have identified the man as Luis Miguel Lopez Jimenez. The 24-year-old was a Richland Center resident. The agency explained on Monday that the man's body was found on a sandbar almost 2 miles down from where a swimmer was reported missing on September 1st. The Sauk County Communications Center received a call of a missing swimmer before 4 p.m. on September 1st in the Wisconsin River near Peck's Landing in Spring Green. Authorities responded to the area and learned that three men had entered the water from a sandbar and were swept away by the current. One man was able to swim back to the sandbar. Another man was rescued by a boat passing by. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days, but not really all that humid. Today, partly cloudy, 85 our high this afternoon. The wind south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Hey, if you are a weather nerd like me, check out SevereStudios.com. They have live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers. SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
99.7
Thank much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Wednesday, halfway through another work week. And now we just try to make our way to the weekend, our favorite part of each and every week. Tommy Two Tone now on 99.7 Max FM.
And more. Hello, Jack. One thing you say.
Oh, tainted love. 99.7 Max FM.
Child. Fell in love. September 11th, 2001.
Planes crashed into Alpha 4 of the World Trade Center.
Our very freedom came under attack.
Hey, we're trying to recoup. We lost all units here in this area.
Today, we pause to remember a day that tested our country.
Tower 2 has had a major explosion and what appears to be a complete collapse.
There's no possible way to begin to describe it.
Nearly 3,000 lives were lost in the deadliest attack on American soil in our history.
This is a moment to pause and reflect, to heal, and to rededicate ourselves to the American spirit.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Of one nation indivisible.
7:13 right now, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Of course, Finn, on this anniversary of September 11th and the terrorist attacks. And I have to ask, we're going to just start out this morning jumping right into this conversation because I think it's an important question, and we get asked this all the time, especially as older media folks, right, or just anybody who remembers that horrific day. What were you doing on September 11th? Do you remember exactly where you were and what was going on in life on that given morning?
I do. I was on the air. I was doing a morning show and just watched as it unfolded, the horrific events, and had to report on it as it was happening. And yeah, just a completely devastating moment. And just you're watching all of these things happen and unfold, and at the same time you're trying to do your job, not to victimize myself on that date,
but it was hard.
It was difficult to watch. And then to just, you have to put it into perspective, and you have to try to focus and get on with your job, you know?
Because we're being told in our job, even if we're hundreds of miles away, to report on this. This is a major thing happening, but we have no idea what's going on either, right? So it's really hard to muster the words of what is happening as you're watching it unfold.
Right.
I can't even imagine what the anchors were doing in New York City at the time as they were in the middle of their morning show. And we're overlooking the towers as they were being hit by these airplanes. For me personally, I was actually working in news at the time. I was just starting to transition from training on a morning show into producing the 5 p.m. news at a news station in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And we were getting ready to do our cut-ins of the morning. And for anybody who's not familiar with that, it's literally where the local news station really just has like 5 minutes in the middle of your national show to report on things that are happening on a local level. I had just ran around. I had distributed all my scripts. I had loaded the prompter, and my anchor and I were heading upstairs. And all of a sudden, because I produced those little bits, I mean, as that was part of my job. And I was like, whoa, 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 everybody hold off, because my camera people were coming out, my sound people were coming out. And I was like, what is happening? So, of course, I called down to the news desk because two different stories in the building, and my news director said, nope, get down here. He's like, forget the cut-in, we're just going to the nationwide because we have no idea what's happening. And at that point in time, we all kind of gathered downstairs and around our news director's desk. Obviously, we were a CBS affiliate, but we always had NBC on, ABC, CNN, Fox, the whole gambit, right? And on all these TVs. And it was just all of us. There were probably, I don't know, that entire morning, it was early yet in the day. So our salespeople hadn't come in. So it was just really the behind the scenes newscast, as well as the anchors and some of the reporters who were just starting to come in for the day. There were probably about 50 of us, and we were just gathered around this desk and just watching the TVs. And every time something happened, it was just these gasps and horrors. And we would hold hands a little bit tighter. And I remember tears streaming down everybody's face. And it was one of those moments where you will never, ever, ever forget what is happening. And Corey and I, this was actually my first day back at work after about a week and a half. Corey and I were just newly engaged. We had just been up to the UP to visit his family. And it was my first day back after like a week and a half. And for some reason, that was just important to me because, you know, whenever you get back from a day, you just want it to go easily. You're tired. You just want everything to go well so you can go home and really just kind of ease in. And I remember I got there that morning at about 1 a.m. And I think I was there until about 7 p.m. the following evening because it was just, it was insane. It was insane. And so today, obviously, we remember the victims and we remember those horrific tragedies that took place throughout the United States on September 11th. So just take a moment to remember what you were doing today. And that's one thing we've always shared with our kids. Obviously, they were nowhere in the picture, Finn, right? Yours are probably a little bit older, so they probably remember pretty apparently where they were at on September 11th, but mine were nowhere in the picture. But that's one thing we've always done is we've always talked to them about the event. We've had them watch different documentaries because they had a lot of questions. They study this stuff in school, right? And they really wanted to understand what was going on. So we've had these conversations about where we were. Corey was asleep. He had driven all basically night to get us back from the UP as a young couple. And so he was asleep. And so I just remember frantically calling him over and over, like, you need to get up. You need to watch this. And he just thought it was stupid telemarketers back in the day of landlines and things. So he kept ignoring it. And then he woke up and he was like, oh my God, what is happening? Because basically by that point, two of the towers had fallen and we had watched what was happening at the Pentagon and then eventually in Pennsylvania. And he was like, I can't believe I slept through all of this. So, and I had watched it all as you had unfold live. So I know there's a lot of people that day who were already at work at different parts of the country, though, or asleep because it was so early, depending on what coast you were on. So I've talked to friends who obviously didn't see it until afterwards either, just because of their time zones and things like that. Now, it's interesting as we talk about this morning, because a new poll actually asked 3,000 Americans, do you remember where you were on September 11th, 2001, when you heard about the 9/11 attacks? Now, 78% of people in this poll said yes, they definitely remember. But that number includes 18 to 29-year-olds who were either not born or were under 7 years old. I think there's some images, though, if you're a kid that you never forget, right? Or your parents' reaction or teachers' reactions or something like that, depending on your age and where you were at on that given day. Only 30% of people say they remember it, but that number surges to 83% of millennials. 94% among Gen Xers and 97% of boomers say they remember, which those numbers totally check out. Still roughly, though, 4% of us who were old enough to remember where they were don't for whatever reason. Well, there's some people who won't ever don't understand the hashtag never forget, I guess. I don't know what to say about those people. Now, for what it's worth, the poll also asked if we're safer from terrorist attacks now than we were back then. 42% of people say yes, that we're much safer. 25% say we're about the same. And another 25% believe we might be a little less safe now, just based on current events happening in the world. Younger generations say that are more likely to say that we're a little bit safer now. So interesting, the perspective of how things are based on just age, right? And what you remember and what you don't. But for anybody who wasn't born, when you go through TSA to fly out of an airline, this is why. This is why you take off your shoes. This is why you can only carry 3-ounce bottles with you. This is all why. So hopefully everybody will remember today. Now, with that being said, anything fun and exciting happening in your world right now? I mean, you know, it's an average Wednesday. What more? How exciting.
Well, back there a few minutes ago, listening to Thomas Dolby, I mean, there you go. It had actually been a little while since I had heard that song. I don't know, for some reason, it sounded really, really good today.
It's a good song. It's a good one. Song. Get your toe tapping right away.
Yeah, and it was a huge MTV hit back when they played music. Yesterday was just kind of one of those weird days. I felt kind of restless through most of the day. I don't know what it was. Phoenix had his first lab on campus.
Yes, how is the college course going for young Phoenix?
He's digging it.
I mean,
but it's only a week old, so, you know,
new shiny things.
Yeah, but other than that, and then of course today he has his course and then it's violin lessons. So what was your Tuesday like?
It was very boring. Honestly, it was some errands. I realized that I was out of a couple of things. So I ran to the store, put some gas in the car. And I just did mundane like chores, right? Things that have to get done. Came home and then Corey was actually at work for much of the night just because of the debates. There was a special broadcast on the Civic Network platform. So he was at work much of the night, and I don't think he got home until probably about 11:30, 12 o'clock by the time his portion was said and done. Just kind of settled in, made Dexter some French toast, and the kid and I sat down and watched the debate because he was very, very intrigued by what was going on and what was going to be said. And, I think he's realized that at 17, he's not going to be able to obviously vote in this election, but he's just one more election removed from actually being able to cast his vote. So, you know, and Max was texting me. I was actually surprised that he was engaged as he was at his apartment in Milwaukee. He was texting me throughout the whole thing going, wait, now what did they just say? What does this mean? And I, you know, trying to decipher for them. So it was fun. I've said this before, though. This is a really cool age with your kids. I mean, you know, I know they're all into different things, but I find like this age with my kids, about the time they turn 15, 16 years old, and Max is going to be 21 in January. I love this age. I really, really do. And I've loved all stages with my kids. Don't get me wrong. And I never wished any of them away. But this is just a really fun era with your kids, because as you and I have talked, they're at that age where they're old enough to understand how the world works. They're starting to be more observant of how the world works. They're actually, and not all of them, I know this doesn't apply to all of them, but they're starting to ask questions and they're starting to wonder why things are the way they are. And you know, the conversations that you can have with them are much different than even maybe 5-6 years ago. And so I really, really love this age, because you can really see your kids, at least from my perspective with mine, I've really been able to see them shaping into these really awesome human beings and who are learning things. And sometimes it's hard and mom and dad still need to help out a little bit, but it's really, really fun to see them becoming the people that you know that someday they're going to be, and watching them problem solve and figure things out. And I really, really love this stage with them. It's been a joy since they got to this age and kind of out of that hormonal angsty teenage stuff, which that's a hard stage. That's a hard
one,
right?
That is a difficult part. Yeah.
A hard one. And they kind of get out of that angsty hormonal stuff. And then it's like all of a sudden the world opens, the sunshine, choir sing, and you're like, this is the adult you might actually become. And I just love it. I love being able to have those conversations with them. So I don't know if they realize how much it actually meant to me to watch the debate vicariously with Max and with Dexter at my side.
Sure.
It actually meant a lot to me last night as a mama who thinks these things are really important. And we had a good time. I mean, we were having like our own little Jones Hartman watch party, minus the Hartman part.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
So it was good. It was fun. It was fun.
This is a good era for child rearing, because you know there's a point where they get you in the feelies, and you're so proud of them, and you see
can break your heart in a second, Finn. Right? Let me tell you.
Well, once they get a little older, once they get past that stage, then they're, at least my experience is, then they're grumpy. They're they're just like, they're less amusing when they get a little older. But you're in a good phase right now.
Do you ever find yourself, though, watching your kids and they say something and or they do something and you're like, oh, God, that's me.
Totally.
Like, I find that I look at them for a second, like I feel, you know, if it's like one of my bad qualities, I feel this need to apologize to them for genetics. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. DNA, I can't, it's just passed along. I can't help it. Sometimes
that's the good part, is that's the good time, is when you know they have a little bit of respect for you.
Right.
But then as they get older,
it seems like they have a little less for you. Dad, yeah, I used to think that you had great taste in music,
right?
But you are, oh, man, what is going on?
Parenting's ebbing and flowing. They love us when they're toddlers. They hate us about the preteens. And then all of a sudden they get out of like the hormonal stuff and then we're great again. And then at some point, we're probably not so great once again. Yeah. So ebbing
and
flowing.
I mean, they used to revere what it was I said. Now I remember like a couple of years ago, we were at a brewery and there was a huge argument. They were trying to convince their father. A major Beatles fan, okay?
Sure.
They were trying to convince me that the White Album by the Beatles really should have been condensed to a single album and it should not have been a double album. And I and they were talking about, it's like, oh yeah, Rocky Raccoon, that should be gone and this should be gone. They were scrapping half of the album. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That feels like an argument the Finn boys were not going to win.
No, exactly.
They get feisty. It's fun though. It's fun. And it's fun to spar back and forth with them a little bit. What I love is when my kids do that with me to see like how far they'll go to actually stand by their convictions or how apt they are to maybe be convinced or actually listen to a different point of view. Sometimes I'm a little disappointed. Sometimes I'm like, all right, look at you. Sometimes I like to play devil's advocate with them a little bit too and be like, all right, that's cool. Have your opinion.
Yeah.
But what if you did this? Just to see if they can think quick on their feet to actually make those spur of the moment decisions and really think things through quickly. So, Corey and I like to challenge them a little bit like that once in a while as well. But, I don't know, it was fun. I love hanging out with my kids. I really, really, truly do. And, you know, even though Max wasn't actually with us last night, it was really still fun to get his perspective through messaging. And then eventually we were on a video chat because there was so much going on in that debate. He was like, wait. I'm just going to video chat you right now. And so that's what he ended up doing at one point in time. So it was a good time. It was definitely a good time.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a couple people over here in our text messages asking and showing photos of their trip to, going back to September 11th, the 9/11 Memorial in New York City. And I would suggest this for anybody who ever gets to New York or has never been. It is absolutely one of the most incredible experiences. And if you appreciate human history, if you are one of those people who hashtag never forgets on 9/11, it is an emotional experience, but it is so worth the time and the effort to get over to the 9/11 Memorial in New York City if you ever get that opportunity. We went once when the boys were really, really little, when it was just the fountains outside and they had just started the construction of the actual exhibit museum part. And then last year when we were in New York, that was one of our main stops. And we had actually only planned on being there for maybe a few hours. We spent the entire day there, absolutely the entire day. There are peaceful parts of it where you really get to just sit and reflect. And then there are parts where you're going to grab a Kleenex that they have available to you right there on little pedestals throughout the entire thing, because it's just that emotional, especially if you were somebody who lived through that particular day. So thank you for the photos this morning. I've got several people showing them to me and I love it. I would implore anybody who gets the opportunity to head to New York to take up a day at the 9/11 Museum. It is absolutely incredible.
We were just talking about the debate last night, and fresh off that first ever debate between the Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump, they're both expected to attend 9/11 observances at the World Trade Center today and the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania. So,
well, I would hope so. I hope that's the least they can do, right?
Definitely. And it's so cool to hear that that your boys were just so engaged in the debate.
They were. I was surprised. I was surprised, especially when Dexter came out, heard it start and then came out of his room. And then we were about 5-10 minutes in and the text with Max started flying. So I was very pleased because, I get it. You're teenagers. This isn't the fun stuff of life. Nobody really wants to sit through this stuff always. I mean, even as adults last night, there were times I was like, oh, my God, what are we doing here? But at the same time, it's important. I mean, this is I talk about voting all the time. And I believe this is part of that civic responsibility. responsibility. I get it's not for everybody, so I would never tell somebody, oh, you have to do this. But mm-hmm. for anybody who's engaged and wants to see what's actually going on in the world, you can always watch highlights online as well. If you can't muster sitting through 2 hours of it, I understand. I was questioning some of my life choices last night as well at points. But if you can't muster sitting through 2 hours of it, at least take the time to watch some of the highlights online, because mm-hmm. there are lots of them that you can grab. Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn, not bad today weather-wise. Partly cloudy with a high near 85. Not as humid as we've had with these warmer temperatures in the past. That's going to be the good news this week. Even if things are going to be a little bit warmer than I saw over the weekend, we aren't going to have a lot of humidity to add into the mix. So I'll take that. Down to 57 tonight, then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high near 86. Right now, it is 63.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Help.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Today's Max FM big deal of the day. 50% savings at Brushes and Bubbly. Get in touch with your inner Van Gogh or Picasso and experience painting on canvases, wood burning, creating mosaics, and more at a new artistic space between Baraboo and Wisconsin Dells. Ask them about public and private paint parties and find the joy in connecting with your artistic self. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase a $25 gift certificate for just $12.50 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
7:35 right now. We hope you are having a great start to your Wednesday morning. We've made it halfway through another work week, and now we're just looking forward to another weekend. It's Blink 182, All the Small Things on Max FM.
Off. Carry me home. Na, 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 na.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:38 right now. And starting next week, you're going to have a chance to win some really cool stuff. Now, football season is here, right? We all know that. And it's time for you to go for the green or gold in our statewide contest. All you have to do is download that free Civic Media app and then be listening right here to Max FM starting Monday morning at 7 a.m. for the keywords for you to text in so that you have a chance to win some cash, some gold jewelry, and a chance to be entered into our grand prize, which you're going to love this, Packers fans. This is two indoor club-level seats to see the Green Bay Packers take on the New Orleans Saints Monday night, December 23rd. And trust me, that indoor seating, December 23rd in Green Bay, it's going to feel fantastic, especially as you're watching the game from through those floor-to-ceiling windows. Now, this is sponsored locally by Shields Fireside Hearth and Home of Baraboo, State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo, and Sogna Fjord Winery of Wisconsin Dells. But remember, you have to have the app in order to text in and win or enter or qualify, whatever you want to say. So make sure you do that Monday morning, 7 a.m. Finn and I will have your very first keyword so that you can start entering to win all of these really great prizes. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like it's going to be warmer over the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports in just a moment. And don't forget, yet this hour, birthdays and anniversaries. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us, 355-9970.
Good morning, welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have the Phil and Sandy Edgerton online-only auction featuring trucks, trailers, equipment, tools, tractors, and more. This online-only auction ends at 10 a.m. The catalog can be viewed on our website at gavinbros.com. Also today, ending at 6 p.m., we have the Reedsburg Country Club Junior Golf Fundraiser. Features golf packages from around the area at local courses. Then on Friday, we have a drop-off day for our September Farm Consignment Auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, trucks, trailers, and much more. Again, that's the September Farm Consignment Drop-Off at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting items on Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
The Brewers scored twice in the first and never trailed in their 3-2 win over the Giants last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. William Contreras had a three-hit night. Garrett Mitchell clubbed his fifth home run of the season. And Aaron Savalier allowed three hits and five and a third for his sixth win of the season. Cubs scored five in the eighth to beat the Dodgers 6-3. They're four games back in the wild card race behind the Mets and Braves. Wisconsin Timber Rattlers grabbed game one of their Western Division final series, 1-0 over the Quad Cities. It's their first playoff win since 2012, the two teams shifting to the Fox Cities for Game 2 on Thursday. Packers back on the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's home opener against the Colts at Lambeau Field. And the Wisconsin women's volleyball team won their third straight, sweeping UW-Milwaukee in the Badgers' home opener at the Fieldhouse. The Badgers improving to 26-5 all-time against Milwaukee. They're off until next Tuesday when they host Marquette at the Kohl Center. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's going to be sunny and warm for the next several days, but not really all that humid. Today, partly cloudy, 85 our high this afternoon. The wind south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 57. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Hey, if you are a weather nerd like me, check out SevereStudios.com. They have live radar, weather stories, and live storm chasers. SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
99.7 Few clouds to start the morning, but overall, not bad. Make sure you get outside and enjoy that weather if you can today. Here's The Clash, Rock the Casbah, 99.7 Max FM, birthdays and anniversaries next. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:47 right now. And Finn, you know, today, obviously, the anniversary of September 11th, those terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, also in Pennsylvania, and on the Pentagon. And so I thought that this was very appropriate because today is also National Preparedness Month. And so the question would be, what would be the first thing you would grab if you had to evacuate in 5 minutes? Can you guess what number one is? I mean, the first thing that you would absolutely grab. People and pets, by the way, were not an option because
they're
obviously
excluded from this.
Yep,
okay.
You grab them. Obviously, you're going to grab them first. So the number one thing that you think people would grab first and foremost heading out the door?
No clue. Absolutely.
Your phone is actually the number one.
Yeah, I guess that checks out.
Yeah, because everybody says at least you would be able to call for help. You might be able to dial 911 in some sort of emergency. So I guess, yeah, that makes sense. Now, obviously, during 9/11, phones didn't work because the network was overloaded. Plus, our network wasn't quite what it is today. I mean, we've built a few things up in the process since 9/11, right? Another thing that people say on this list that they would grab would be your wallet or your purse. Important documents also made the list. Passport, social security cards, those types of things. Other people said maybe your prescription medications. Family photo albums made it to number 5 on the list as things you would grab.
Sure.
And I get that, sentimental, but you know, if you've got them buried somewhere in a closet, my guess would be sometimes
you
just got
to
move.
Yeah,
you got to move. And I get it. I get how sentimental photos can be, especially if there's photos of loved ones that are no longer with us and all of that. But at the same time, you got to make some smart choices there. Extra clothes, another one on the list. Your laptop, shoes made the list. So some of us would grab our laptop, but then run outside barefoot. Okay. Now, water is another one on the list. Food or snacks also came in at number 10. Now, I think it's interesting because when the boys were really little, you know, we lived in South Dakota. So there was always a threat of severe weather anywhere. But especially when the boys were little, if there was going to be a threat of severe weather, we had, because my husband was who he is, we had a little bag that actually just sat in the closet right by our front door, right in front of the house, as you would run out, right? And so it was right there by the front door. It sat right on the front, and that had extra batteries in it. It had bottles of water. It had snacks in it. It actually had a pair of underwear and socks, at least for everybody, all of that kind of stuff, because if we were able to get out our front door, at least we could grab that. It had an extra rope for the dog right there.
An emergency pack.
Yes, that's essentially what it was, just in case something happened, because South Dakota at the time usually saw some pretty extreme weather during certain parts of the year. So Corey always wanted to make sure that if something happened and he wasn't around because he was out covering weather and the boys and I needed to evacuate, at least we had a few things with us. It even had phone chargers and everything in it if we had enough foresight to grab a phone. And I think at one point he even put one of those stupid track phones in there just in case. It never got touched unless, you know, it was in this emergency bag. Now, luckily for us, we never had to use it in any circumstances. So I always felt very grateful for that. Now, a few more that ranked high on this list were jewelry, toiletry, and 10% said that they would grab their gaming console. Priorities, people. Priorities. That's all I'm going to say. We're not going to talk about your gaming habit, just priorities. That's it. Last stat, who would you say is the most preferred, prepared person you know? The number one answer that people gave is I am. 36% of people think that they're more prepared than anyone else. Partner or spouse was next with 14% of the vote, followed by my mom at 11%. Now, prepper dads everywhere are probably rolling their eyes at my mom right now, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, mom's always got something up her sleeve. Mm-hmm. She's always able to make something work because moms are like that. And by the way, the government actually launched National Preparedness Month 3 years after 9/11 to basically encourage all of us to be ready for any type of crisis that might occur in life, which is why now we honor and look at and celebrate and talk about National Preparedness Month. And I think these are good points. Even if you don't go as far as we did with a to-go bag, I think it's good points to really have a plan if case something should ever happen in your house or with your family. Or I think it's just good to have those conversations.
Smart.
Especially with kids. You never know what life is going to throw at you, so it's always good to have some sort of idea of what should be done. And you know, meeting places, they always talk about that. Do you remember doing that with your kids when they were in school, fire drills in the house and all of that? That was a big thing. But I think, I mean, as cheesy as it sounds and maybe old school now, I still think those are important lessons for our families and our kids to have, just in case.
Definitely.
Just in case. You never quite know, right? Now, we do have to take a look at our birthday list here this morning. If you are celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you still have some time to text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. We're going to jump into the celebrity side of things, though, right now. Elizabeth Henstridge is celebrating a birthday. She plays Gemma Simmons on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She is celebrating her 37th 7th birthday. Tyler Hoechlin, who is Clark Kent on Superman and Lois and also Supergirl. He was also Derek Hale on Teen Wolf. He's figured out where his genre is. I mean, he stayed with the teen girls. He's celebrating his 37th birthday today. Ludacris is celebrating a birthday fresh off his performance at the Super Bowl in February with Usher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the last time you're going to see Ludacris for a while, unless it's in a State Farm commercial, which he does star in now. Yeah, with his moon boots. I don't get it. Anyway, 47 for Ludacris today. Taraji P. Henson is also celebrating a birthday. She plays Cookie on Empire. She is celebrating her 54th birthday. I actually love her a whole lot. She's pretty awesome as a person. I love to watch her in interviews. She's just very positive and very bubbly, and she's just got this really great, I don't know, she's got this great presence about her, so I think she's pretty fun. Harry Connick Jr. is celebrating a birthday as well. He, of course, is a crooner and a former American Idol judge. He is celebrating his 57th birthday. Now, I actually remember him best from Will and Grace. Remember when he played Grace's husband on that show? And then the other night, I was flipping through Netflix because, again, I forgot to cancel my subscription. So another month of Netflix here at our house. And I was flipping through, and there was a movie, and it had just come out. And it actually stars Harry Connick Jr. So it was, I mean, a typical rom-com. I'm not going to say anybody's winning awards for it, but it was entertaining and pleasurable for an evening.
He's had a pretty decent acting career.
Not bad.
He's been dabbling in it for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Christy McNichol, who played Barbara Weston on The Golden Girls and then the spinoff Empty Nest. I love her. She is celebrating her 62nd birthday.
Oh, man. Christy McNichol. Oh, that takes me back. She was everywhere. Like in the late 70s, early 80s, she was, I think she's retired from acting now, but.
Yeah, wow. Perhaps. Yeah. I thought she was adorable too. I thought she was absolutely adorable on screen because she just had that way about her and she was awesome. And I really did love Christy McNichol. And
it was Family, right? Wasn't that the show she was on? The TV show Family?
I believe so. Yeah. Way back in the day. Yeah, no. I remember her best from Golden Girls a little bit, but then I also really loved Empty Nest. I thought that was a great show. Dreyfus was my favorite character, though, by the way. Of course, the dog, but, you know, whatever. We won't parse.
What are you going to do?
Virginia Madsen, who played Helen Lyle in the original Candyman. She was also the princess in the original Dune. She is 63 years old.
Fantastic in Sideways. Have you ever seen the movie Sideways?
No, I haven't. Oh, I haven't.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
Okay, I'll put that on my list as well. I always get a good list of stuff, and then I feel like during the winter months, I have to catch up. Mick Talbot is celebrating a birthday. He's with the Style Council. Their biggest hit was My Ever-Changing Moods. Now, he was probably better known for being a member of Dexy's Midnight Runners, a band that had a no-drugs policy that had gotten its name from a party drug, the stimulant Dexedrine, but, you know, whatever. He is celebrating his 66th birthday. No weirdness there. It's fine. John Moss, who was the Culture Club drummer and also Boy George's ex-boyfriend. Ooh, a little drama in Culture Club. John Moss celebrating his 67th birthday. And let's be honest, I love Boy George, but he was the kind of guy who just brought drama with him everywhere. Not in a bad way. He just had that flair about him wherever he was, right? And I feel like Boy George could bring the drama without actually bringing the drama.
I think it was in his contract, basically, to bring the drama.
He was great, though. He was great. I love Boy George. Yeah. I know he's done a few Broadway things, and he's also done like London Broadway over the years because dude can still sing.
Great
he's still
voice.
Got an incredible voice. Yeah. Tommy Shaw, who is the guitarist for Styx, is celebrating his 71st birthday today. Amy Madigan, who played Kevin Costner's wife in Field of Dreams. We just talked about that yesterday with the loss of James Earl Jones. She is celebrating her 74th birthday today. Then Mickey Hart, the drummer for Grateful Dead, is celebrating his 81st birthday. And we round out the celebrity list with Brian De Palma. He is a director of way too many awesome movies to really name, but some of them include Carrie, the original, obviously, Dressed to Kill, Mission Impossible, Carlito's Way, which is a great movie, The Untouchables, hello, Wise Guys, and also Scarface. So just a few to his credit, right?
Yeah.
He is celebrating his 84th birthday today. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to our list, we make it very easy. All you have to do is text 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast with Sean Cable. It looks like it's going to be a little warmer this week. Sean's saying not a whole lot of humidity, though. So that's the good news. He'll give you all the details in just a moment. That's going to be after ABC and local news here on Max FM.
Hales Legal Services, LLC, and family law attorney Linda Hale reminds you to slow down when near a school zone and be alert now that our children are going back to school. This message is brought to you by Hales Legal Services, LLC. Slow down. Protect our children.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwig delivers for Wisconsin farmers, because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwig puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwig. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwig for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
The sounds of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 21st as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Local beer, live music, and pub games will entertain from 3 until 9. Instrumental funk band The Blue Olives are the headliners. Buy admission buttons for $10 in advance at the chamber office or $12 at the door on Saturday, September 21st.